Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, what's happening? Liverpool 2, Arsenal 2, and about 35 minutes into that game, I think we were all contemplating what was the point. Look, like Liverpool had given up, we'd given up in the stands. It was time to pack it all in and just say, you know what, give up on this season. Lifeless, lacking ambition, lacking fight, totally prepared to give up to the narrative of Arsenal, the team on top. Pathetic. And then got a little tasty. Arsenal tried a few too many, like, of the dark arts tricks. It round the crowd of Trent, got into a scrap, good to see. And Liverpool with a better team from then on, really. Getting the goal, turning the game. We had fight determination, we were screaming at them, and it went from 35 minutes of shouting at the players and being angry at them for being shit, genuine. Virgil was like, shit, up until their second goal, that is the worst I've ever seen Virgil van Dijk play. I went to bat for him on live television on Saturday morning. It was shocking. It was like they were accepting of their own mediocrity. And this Liverpool side, that's not what it does. It's never accepted the narratives other than the one that they wanted to create for themselves. It looked like they'd given up the goals, but no. They fought back, they battled into it, they got the goal. Mo Salah misses the penalty. And it's mad because the fact that we got the penalty, I wonder when that has an impact on it, on the decision right at the end of the game. I thought we were absolutely robbed by the referee today. Absolutely robbed. And I know there'll be Arsenal fans, I'm certain, because everyone loves a narrative. I think they've decided they wanted Arsenal to take as many points as possible out of that game. Because Paul Tierney got that wrong. Why the VAR's not looked into? Mo Salah just pulled to the ground at the end there. And it's mad. It's madness. It's insane that he doesn't get the decision, and it is just, I can't help but feel as though they just didn't want that to be the story. Liverpool tried the best to fight back, and I say there was a moment in that game when I did think I might be done with this for now. I might need to take a break for my own mental health, my own happiness. Liverpool are not bringing happiness into my life. They're making us miserable, and I've got a lot of other stuff going on in my life, and you know, sometimes life's more important. But I feel weirdly reborn after that. I think we deserve the 3 points, and I do feel we genuinely had them stolen from us by the referee. And look, phenomenal save from Ramsdale on the line as well will help. Liverpool needed a turning point. I think top four is too late now. Alright, lad. I think top four is too late. I think it really is. I think we need the 3 points there, and that might be the thing. But listen, if it's a point, if we get in top four by a point, it will be this point. This will be the point that did it. Because we decided we wanted to fight, we turned up for the team fought for each other, they fought for the shirt, they fought for the fans, and the fans gave it back in return. And Liverpool, to make anything out of this season, we're going to need that for the rest of this campaign. It's probably too late, and I will be gutted, because this could have been a sliding doors moment where we really kick-started and maybe got the points necessary to get ourselves into that top four place. If it's not to be, it's not to be, K-Sara, but at least it showed to me that we're not dead. It felt like Liverpool were dead in the first half. It felt like the big results we've had this season were not the green shoots of the next thing coming. They were the death throes of a great side on its last legs, about to pass on. A couple of things I just want to talk about, actually, just before I go. Well, the Arsenal fans behaved absolutely impeccably for the minute silence, and given how horrendous Liverpool fans have been treated around the world, but in recent weeks, and the horrendous chanting that we've had to endure, it was great to see that from the Arsenal fans. Absolutely impeccable. I like fan bases being happy. Arsenal fans have been miserable for ages, almost performatively miserable. So seeing them in good spirits, it gave us a real challenge. They sang, "We're going to win the league." I really, really, really hope they don't. And that's the moment that comes back to haunt them, because they thought it was going to be dead easy, and it wasn't. And if we're the side that derails them, then there's a small amount of pride in having a hand in the title race, maybe. They should probably win the league. They're a very, very good side. But it showed me that we're capable. We just need to get our act together here. Really need to get our act together. Who knows how the season will end, but as long as it ends with a fight and not a whimper, then that's something, right? Yeah. Listen, more to come. There'll be the ground podcast from Chris Page at Chloe's going to be doing post-match stuff outside the ground as well. If you're on the post-match podcast and need the match reaction, use the code IMR, get a huge discount on redmanplus.com, because there's plenty to talk about that match. But the robbed Reds.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.